Just a few words before we begin. It's nice to have a good confession where our students get to share a little bit of their faith. Just a reminder, maybe as you're hearing these questions, something you can be thinking about is, what would you answer? Part of this, it's not all rote memorization. It's going to be a conversation. As you maybe would be having a conversation with someone about faith and talking about some of these things. So we'll have a conversation talking about Christianity, our faith, what it means to be a Christian. And as you are up there, you know, if there's a mistake or something, just even think, could we get 9 people from out here that would want to be up there right now? So we're having a nice compassion on everyone up here, knowing that we can relax and have fun, knowing we just are getting to share our faith and share what it means that Jesus died for us. With that, we will start our good confession here, and I'll make sure I don't go too long, which I'm always good at doing, right? So work on that. So, most of our questions will be based off of our mission statement, a kind of flow from that. We'll kind of jump around at times, though, too. Just to start out, what is that mission statement for Morrison Zion? As Christians here, what are we here to do?
Our mission is to glorify God as we go with the gospel and to help others grow with the gospel and go with the gospel.
Okay, so glorifying God, right? As we look at who we are, who created everything, and why is that important when we're thinking about glorifying God? Who created everything? I think you maybe can leave them on now. See if it'll be fine to do that.
God created everything. It's important because otherwise we wouldn't be here without Him.
Okay, we wouldn't be here without Him. Okay, anyone want to add more to that?
We wouldn't be able to be saved.
Okay, wouldn't be able to save. Anything it talks about who we are.
We wouldn't have a purpose without Him.
Okay, He created us. We have a purpose, right? There's other views about creation, evolution. There's many different views on evolution, but how does that, when they take God out of it, how does that change who we are?
It tells us that we were created by accident and that we have no purpose.
Okay. You want to add any more? Is that good? Okay. So if there's no God, it's an accident, right? When we look at who God is and how He created us, what does He tell us? I don't know what the first article shares a little bit on that. Audrey, you want to share what the first article tells us about how God created us?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God created me and all that exists, and that He gave me my body and soul, eyes and ears, and all my members, my mind, and all of my abilities.
Right. Good. So we see how He helps us with that. He continues to preserve us in that as well. When God talks about this, what else do we see that, why can we trust what God says in the Bible? Why can we trust the Bible? Isaac?
His word is God-breathed, and there's historical evidence that proves it.
Okay, God-breathed, historical evidence. Any more on, that's really good.
Each of the copies are 99.5% accurate with another, and the differences are only like spelling and grammar.
All right, so we have this historical backing for the Bible. It's something we can trust. God created us. What happened? Why then are we sinful? Why do we live in this world with death? Okay, pass over to Maddie.
There was the fall into sin.
Okay. Fall into sin. Who sinned? Who caused them to sin? Okay.
Devil.
Okay, the devil caused Adam and Eve to sin. What was the temptation, or what did he really say?
He caused them to doubt.
Okay, caused them to doubt. That's good.
They caused him to doubt his love for them.
Okay, caused them to doubt God's love. Did he make them question anything else? Question God's love and Jordan?
That he was lying to them.
All right, that he was lying. They couldn't trust God's word. What are some of the things that, because of sin in the world, what are some of the results that we're now going to face because of that?
There's pain and suffering in this world, and we deserve eternal life in hell.
Okay, so, very good. I'm trying not to repeat everything. I know I did that last time. So, anything else to add? That's really good.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to die, right? There's death. What then saves us from this? When we look at if this is where we're heading, why are we not going to go there? If we look at maybe the second article. Yeah. Sure. Do that. Yeah.
Okay. I believe Jesus Christ is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from sin, death, and the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and innocent suffering and death. All this he has done for me, that I should be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true.
All right. So we're giving those explanations for those articles, seeing how Jesus saves us. Now, does everyone believe that about Jesus? What do many religions believe Jesus is? Or let's say it another way. How many religions are there in the world? Let's do that one. Jordan?
Like 1,000.
Okay, you could say there's thousands. What other answer could you give? Chloe?
There's two main ones.
Okay. How do we separate those two main ones? And we say there's one true one. Can we kind of describe what the two main ones are? McCoy?
Work righteous and grace given.
Okay, so even though there's thousands of religions, you can kind of break them down into two, either a work righteous or grace, talking about how Jesus saved us. We heard that Jesus needs to be true man and true God. Give some reasons maybe why he needs to be man and why he also needs to be God. You can give either one. Go ahead. Audra, first.
He needs to be true man so he could be under the law and to die for our sins.
Okay, he needed to, yeah, very good. What about true God? Go ahead, Eli.
Needed to be true God to take up all our sins and be risen from the dead.
Great. Very, very good. So we see how he needs to be all of those things. We've talked about why he saves us or how he saved us. By nature, we need this. Why is that? How are we by nature?
In our sins.
Hey, we're dead in our sins. What does this mean for us in the world to understand that we're dead in our sins? Okay.
We are all the same because we're all sinners.
Okay, we're all the same. What does often the world say is the problem? Everyone else, right? But understanding we're all the same. Sin unites us. So if we're born sinful, then how can we come to faith? And maybe third article, maybe help us with that one, right?
I believe that I cannot by my own choosing or thinking believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. All this In the same way, the Holy Spirit to gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it in the true faith.
In this holy
Christian church, he daily and fully forgives all sins to me and all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and to give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true.
All right. So we see that we do not come to faith by ourselves, but the Holy Spirit does that and sanctifies us. So as we see that in our lives, as the Holy Spirit is sanctifying us, what can we also say is one of the goals of every Christian? Okay.
To glorify God in everything we do.
Hey, to glorify God in everything we do. What does it mean to glorify God?
It means to do everything to the best of our abilities.
Okay, to do everything to the best of our abilities. Okay.
To represent Jesus.
Yeah, represent Jesus. Very good. So we see that we can give him glory, put him first. In what ways, what parts of my life does God want me to glorify him? And maybe with that we can talk about vocation. What does vocation mean? Chloe.
Vocation are the roles we have as a Christian.
The roles we have in the world, right?
In the world.
Yeah. So all the roles. What are some examples of your vocations? Can anyone share some of those? Do Maddie first?
Like you can be a student or like a father.
Okay. What are some of your vocations? We had student.
Student, daughter, child.
Okay, good. And then as you are, so you can serve God in all those different vocations. How well do we do in serving all those things? Okay. Yeah. We'll have Jordan answer.
Not that great.
Not that great. But then what hope do we have?
Jesus saved us.
All right, Jesus saved us. Right? This is, we understand that glorifying doesn't get us into heaven. So then, why keep the Ten Commandments? Maybe there's a summary of the Ten Commandments. But, man.
That's the way we can show love to God and to our neighbors.
All right, to love God and to love others. So then, a good question is to ask, are your good works necessary? Over to Eli.
No, they're not necessary.
Okay. Let's add, just they're not necessary in, do you want to add more, Isaac?
No, they're not necessary, but we want to do them to please God.
Okay, to still please God. And who can we say needs our good works? Jordan?
The people around us.
Okay, the people around us. Very good. The people need our good works. As we then are showing those good works, showing love to others, what also do we want to do with other Christians? We want to gather with them. That's part of our mission statement. Why do we gather with other Christians? And especially, I guess we'll say, what do we gather around? That's a better question. Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
We gather around the Word.
Okay, gather around the Word. Anything else we gather around?
The means of grace.
Okay, the means of grace. So this is what we gather around. When we gather around that Word, what are the two main teachings of the Word? Okay, boy.
Law and Gospel.
Okay, Law and Gospel. Someone give me, you can either share about law or gospel. What does each of those do or show us? Okay. You can maybe go to Carlissa and then to Maddie. We'll pass it down.
The law shows our sin.
Okay.
The gospel shows us our Savior.
All right, so We see our sins, and we see our Savior. Where do you hear about the law, and where do you hear about the gospel? Think about those. Go ahead, Matt.
You can see the law throughout the world in the Bible. You can only see the gospel in the Bible.
Okay. So the world is filled with that law. When we are gathering together, what else? We said we gather around the word, and then we said the means of grace. What are some of those means of grace other than the word? Carlos?
Baptism and the Lord's Supper.
Okay, baptism and the Lord's Supper, the sacraments. Can we give a good explanation of what is a sacrament? Over to Audrey.
The sacrament is instituted by Christ. It's an earthly element attached to his word and offers forgiveness of sins.
Okay, very good. So we'll talk about each of those real quick. The Lord's Supper, what do we receive in the Lord's Supper?
The body, blood, bread, and wine.
Okay, body and blood and wine. What do we call that teaching? Boy?
We call it the real presence.
The real presence. We'll talk about baptism, that it's for all nations, but for Lord's Supper, who should take the Lord's Supper? Eli.
Those who are properly prepared.
Okay, those who are properly prepared. How does someone be properly prepared to take the Lord's Supper? Isaac.
To be fully repentant of the sins they committed.
Okay, to be repentant. Pastor, sorry, need to say names.
They understand what they're partaking in.
Okay, understand they're partaking in. And then we also have a teaching called closed communion. Why is closed communion a loving practice? Why do we practice this or talk about that? And Maddie?
If you take communion when you're not properly prepared, you can sin.
Okay. It can be a sin, can be harmful for you. So we understand that it's a loving thing that we want to make sure everyone is properly prepared. As we also talk about the other sacrament, we talk about we go out and we're to baptize all nations. So who needs to be baptized? Who's that for? Audrey.
Everyone.
Hey, everyone, and who do we include in everyone?
Unbelievers.
Okay, especially we need to baptize unbelievers and
children.
Children, there we go. Why do we baptize children, especially? Why is that important, or why can we? McCoy? Pass it.
Children are born with sin.
All right, children are born in sin and need baptism. Part of baptizing, that's when we go and make disciples. We talk about disciple or discipleship. Why maybe should we focus on the idea of discipleship instead of just being a disciple?
Discipleship is ongoing, while disciple sounds like it's ended.
All right, so you guys are going to be confirmed members, but you're not done growing. You want to keep growing in that discipleship. When we talk about a disciple and baptism, what is your identity then as under God? We'll say it that way. Okay? Caleb, we'll go in the back first. Got a bunch of hands for that one. So.
A redeemed child of God.
Yeah, a redeemed child of God. And as you are this redeemed child of God, there'll be attacks on you, but you have the word to keep you strong. As a redeemed child of God, knowing who we're supposed to go baptize, who is called to go and share, tell others about Jesus? Jordan's hand first. Then.
Us.
Okay, us. And including, who's us? Okay. Go ahead.
Everyone, like, the Christian.
Okay. Everyone. And Eli. Or, what were you gonna say? Eli. All believers? Good. Okay. So we go out and share that news. When people have maybe strayed, what has God called the church to share? What ministry do we have to share and call people back? Okay. Go to Carlos.
We have the Barnabas ministry.
Okay, and what is the Barnabas ministry really an example of?
The office of keys.
Okay, the office of the keys. Can someone explain what the office of the keys are? Or the ministry of the keys, sorry. Nothing. But yeah, the ministry of the keys. Go ahead. Maddie.
It's like forgiving.
Okay, forgiving or also the second part?
Not forgiving.
Okay, and why would we do it? Why would we not forgive? Because it's all about the gospel, so why would we not forgive someone? You can...
If they're not repentant, then they're not to forgiven before God.
Okay, if they're not forgiven before God if they're not repentant. What is what are the keys, the ministry of the keys, really an example of, McCoy?
Law and gospel.
All right, it's law and gospel. So as we talk about, God asks us in the ministry of the keys to either say if you're not repentant or not a believer that where you're headed, who does God, there we go, moving around too much, who does God ask us to forgive personally? Okay. Go ahead, Matt. Pastor.
He wants us to forgive all people.
All people? What, like, who does that include?
Everyone who sins against us.
All right, we can forgive those people. Why should I forgive those people who sin against me?
Because God forgives us.
Okay, God forgave you. And so we can forgive our enemies, all of those people that we even struggle with, knowing God has forgiven us. Why do we want to share this forgiveness? What happens at the end of life? We said we die, right? But what are the different paths? We'll say that.
Believers will go to heaven and unbelievers will go to hell.
All right. And so who do you want to be in heaven with you? This is an easy one, right, Kaylee? Everyone. We heard everyone to be in heaven. So we're all called to do this, to share this message. But what do a lot of people, what do they emphasize or know about Christianity? Isaac.
They know that Jesus was just a man who died a long time ago.
Right, some people, they just think Jesus is a man, right? Or what do they know about what we talk about and think about? What do they maybe think Christianity cares about?
It's all about following the rules.
Okay, all about following the rules. Which teaching is that we talked about?
Go ahead. Law.
Law. What do we want them to know?
Gospel.
Gospel, right? If someone, we're sharing and someone changes their actions, does that mean that they go to heaven? Just because we tell them, stop doing this.
No, it's what's in your heart.
All right, so what do people really need to know? What do we need to share with them? McCoy.
They need to know the saving grace of Jesus.
Okay. And how can we share that? How can we get that opportunity to share the grace of Jesus with others? Maddie?
We can tell other people and live our life for Jesus.
Okay. And we talked a little bit about all the different ways we glorify God. What was that? We said it was our different roles, our vocations. And so all those places you can share. And so finally, you remember your identity, a redeemed child of God, a baptized child of God that can go and share that message. So I think you've heard a good example of what it means to be part of Morrison, sharing that mission statement. Confessing our faith, why we get to go out and share what it means to be redeemed by Jesus. I think we thank them for sharing about their faith. And we'll go on then with our offering and ask God, continue to praise God with our offering and let them come down and return. So thank you all very much.